Okay, let's get to it, man. It is time for a staycation setup, the part of the Morning Mess where we catch cheaters live on your radio. Let's talk to Amanda in Phoenix. Now, Miss Amanda, you suspect your man is cheating with a flight attendant that he met on a work trip.
Yeah.
Does he work for the airline or he just met her on a flight?
No, yeah, he just travels all the time. And so the past 2 weeks he was in Ireland and he just got back. So I assume he met her on the flight.
How did this all happen?
So basically, you know, he got back and so I took off a couple days to like just spend with him and I ended up, you know, helping out like unpacking his stuff and like doing his laundry. And I found like an airline napkin, the Bev napkins or whatever. And it had this girl's name and number, this girl, Alicia, and he still had it. So like, why would you keep somebody's phone number if you were never going to use it? You know what I mean? And so I asked him about it. And he was totally calm and acted completely normal at first and was like, oh, it was just a flight attendant. She was flirting with me. And, you know, I didn't want to embarrass her. So I just took her phone number instead of making her feel bad and rejecting her.
It's a pretty good excuse.
Yeah, I mean, that kind of plays okay. Except also, like, you should have just thrown it right away. You didn't have to keep it.
That is true. Yeah.
Yeah, so I asked him, but is the number in your phone? Because if the number is in his phone, then he clearly was planning to use it, right?
Right, because he could have just thrown it away.
Exactly, he could have just thrown it away. And so I clearly had caught him off guard, and he like hesitated for a minute. I was like, yes, actually, it is in my phone, but only because she was telling me about some discount she could get me on my next flight.
Mm.
Okay.
I would do a lot for a discount for a flight.
That's kind of reasonable.
Kind of, but weird. Like, this girl supposedly doesn't know him at all, and she's going to, like, contact. I don't know. And yeah. She's already flirting, so he knows that she wants something more, right? Like,
right.
He already said that. So, again, it sounds kind of, like, vaguely realistic,
mm-hmm.
but I keep thinking there's, like, something more. Like, I don't think he's physically actually done anything yet with this person, but it's just suspicious.
Well, let me ask you a question, Sienna. Mm-hmm. If your man, good-looking husband of yours, gets flirted with a flight attendant, and he's like, even if he's saying, I'm married or something, but she's flirting, he's like, hey, if you ever need a discount, are you allowing that flirt to get a discount flight for you guys?
I would do my research more because obviously this guy saved the number intentionally. So I need to see if there's texts or anything like that to where
gotcha.
It's more. So I don't know if you went through his phone, Amanda, is that the case or what happened there? But you need to see the layers to it, if that makes sense.
Totally. And I did not go through his phone. I like asked him and he admitted that he did have the number.
Well, I guess that's a good thing.
That's a great thing, right? He admitted it. He didn't deny it. No, I did, but this is all for a discount, babe. Like, we can get discounted tickets. This is a tough one. If I'm not in a relationship, but if a flight attendant was flirting with me and all of a sudden during the conversation, he's like, yeah, if you ever need a discount, let me know. I think I would keep her number, not to cheat, but to get the discount.
I don't think that flight attendant means it. I think because he ended up, you know, saying that he had a lady, it was just the small talk way of being like, oh, by the way, if you ever need a plug,
right.
Don't talk to me again.
Maybe.
Kind of a nervous kind of thing.
Yeah, like a nervous thing.
What was her name?
Alicia.
Well, let's just call your man. We're going to call Jeremy up. Well, Sienna is. She's going to offer him a free romantic hotel stay, and then she's just going to ask him the important question.
Yeah, I'm going to ask him, who'd you like to bring on this free romantic stay? And that's when we find out for sure if he's wanting to cheat on you or if he's faithful.
All right. Sounds good.
These flights are getting expensive, man.
I don't know.
Yeah, you're telling me.
Yeah, if you got a plug, if you got an airline plug, what?
I know. Sometimes you got to risk it.
Yeah, we'll
to get that Caribbean biscuit.
Pass the number to us. We'll figure it out.
Oh, my God. What's she look like? Asking for a friend. All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hello, may I speak to Jeremy?
Speaking.
Hey, Jeremy, my name is Salinas, and I'm calling with the Aurora Hotel with some awesome news for you. You're the winner of our free romantic giveaway for two.
I'm not interested. Take me off your list.
Well, Jeremy, I wanted to let you know that we want to put you and a guest in our brand new penthouse suite along with this honeymoon package. So if you hang up, it'll have to go to the next person. So I wouldn't want you to miss out on this offer here.
Yeah, but I'm not like getting married or anything, so it's probably fine.
Oh, no, I completely understand that aspect of it, but it can just be someone that you're in a couple with or that, you know, that you would like to pursue and bring to the Aurora Hotel. We'll make it very romantic and comfortable for you guys, but we just really want to get our name out there. So all we ask in return for this whole experience is a Google or Yelp review.
Oh, so wait, so there's like no money for me involved, huh?
Nope, completely free. That's the best part about this. Yeah, we just get that review from you and you're really helping us out and you get to have a whole experience here at the Aurora Hotel.
I guess it's free. I can write a Yelp review, sure.
All right, well, congratulations, Jeremy. I'm really excited to set this up for you. And something fun we do at the Aurora Hotel is address a sweet or saucy note to the guest you're bringing with you. So I could give you a moment to think on what you want the note to say, and then I'll write it down when you're ready, okay?
Yeah, all right, cool. Let's go with a saucy note.
Okay, what are you thinking?
I can't focus because all I think about is what I want to do to you.
All right, that definitely works, Jeremy. So I have that written down for you. And just one more question for you. Who'd you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
Alicia.
You lying piece of
boom. Want to get away?
Yeah, for real.
Oh, man, Jeremy. Listen, Jeremy, we got to let you know you're live on the radio. Our show's called The Morning Mess. Your girl called us up. I don't know, concerned that you might be trying to talk to or seeing this little flight attendant that you met.
And clearly you are.
Okay.
What the
f***? Hold on. You can just calm the f*** down. It is not that big a deal.
Do not tell me to calm down. You've been lying to me. Is this just what you do? Is this the first girl, or have you been doing this all the time, every time you're out of town?
Doing what? You know I travel for work. There is no, like, this. It's just
I do know
travel.
You travel for work. I didn't know you were a random b***h while you're traveling for work. What is your excuse here? Okay, you're not even responding to me. Tells me all that I need to know.
Hang on. Hang on.
You've been doing this the whole time, haven't you?
Stop. It is not what? Like what that. I already explained everything to you. Nothing's even happened. You were making too big a deal out of it, all right?
I'm making a deal.
You gave me her number, and I didn't do anything with it.
Travel.
Oh, my God.
You're doing it to get a discount? You're going to take her to a hotel?
He's doing it for that count.
I know. It's too easy. Beat me to it.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry. Okay, so listen, I've been doing this so freaking long. Here's what I would suggest you, because I will say sometimes this helps. Not all the time. You apologize so much. You take the free counseling. Try to work on your relationship with Amanda. If she wants to, beg for forgiveness.
Yeah, no, no.
No. Okay.
Okay.
Well,
that's out the window.
Yeah.
Jeremy, take a flight.
Yeah, seriously.
You need to get away.
Yeah.
Flirting, taking girls to a hotel. Absolutely not.
Yeah, and there's no denying it either. I mean, the saucy note said it all. You said another girl's name, so there's no way out of this, Jeremy.
Well, he hung up. He is on his way to Sky Harbor.
Yes,
I'm pretty sure.
Yes, he sure is.
For a drink. He knows that you weren't going to have it. So, Amanda, I'm so sorry that this happened to you.
I mean, better to know now. Thank you.
You are going to be good, girl.
You tell her, JD.
That's right.
You're going to be good.
Who needs Dr. Phil? You got JD here.
That's right.
Thank God we have JD on the show.
Go get some weird tail. Got it.
Weird tail.
Who says that?
I know. That is weird.
Is that a Caucasian thing to say tail?
I hate you for saying that.
I hate you for saying that.
That is weird. That gave me the ick. Amanda, we apologize for JD.
And
unless you like weird tail.
I'm trying to hype her up. What are you talking about?
Hey, Amanda.
Yeah.
Apology. Sorry it went that way. You're so better off, though.
Yeah, he's not worth it.
Greyhound is an option, too, just if you want to stay away from that airport. You know what I mean?
I'm not going to let them scare me off a plane.
See? Atta girl. There you go.
There you go.
Request her flight.
That's right. Oh.